been on a diet.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, bro.
Okay, turn the thing down. You gotta turn your volume down on your game, bro. No copyright.
Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's loud, bro. This shit is like supersonic, man. You sound like you're next to me.
Shit.
Yo.
Nah, I'm just in the place.
In the place, my G.
Yes, bro.
Introduce yourself, my G.
Yes, please, Omar. Oh, the.
Hey, where's up?
Hey, sir. No.
Somaliland, East Africa.
Yeah, far away. You know?
Yo, your connection.
Eastern Hemisphere.
Your connection is going a bit mazza there. It's going a bit cuckoo, bro. You sounded like you're a robot there. Yeah, I can hear you clearly, yeah.
Yeah, I was probably just pulling back a little bit.
You wanted to do this today. You're the Villa fan. Yeah, my team ain't playing today. So I'm just chilling, watching neutral. I'm actually watching The Masked Singer. I gotta turn this down. I don't know if you can hear it. Let me turn it down.
Yeah, give me a little. Yeah.
Turned it off, man. No copyright. No copyright issues here. We're only beginners, man. No copyright.
Exactly.
Let us earn. Don't let us burn. Don't burn it first. Let us earn it. Anyway, what are you saying about Villa, bro? Tell me, it's your team there. I'm watching it. I can't really listen to what.
It's a good season. Good season so far. You know what I mean?
I like Watkins.
It's still like, you know. Consistent, you know, win one game, lose the next. That's
yeah, but it's the same. It's the same team you had as like last year. Only new players you got is what, Martinez and Watkins, right? They're the only two.
Not many change additions. I mean, to the team, Martinez, you know, Watkins, who else? Cash.
Yeah.
Traore,
Cash.
You know?
Matty Cash, is that right?
Yeah. Traore. Yeah. I mean, it was a good. It was.
Summer window. Plus,
you know, we didn't know that it was gonna how it's gonna turn out, but.
No. Yeah. What do you mean? Oli.
The manager. The manager knew. He knew the pieces of the puzzle. No? So he put it all.
Yeah, but Oli Watkins, last year, they had the strike force he was with, bro. They used to be called BMW. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was Benrahma, who was in West Ham. If you had Benrahma in Villa, with Watkins and what?
I think we should have signed because he's one that we.
20 million. That's nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he's a wicked player, nothing. You know.
Exactly. And we, but then it didn't work out because of details, you know, and he ended up going to.
Some rumors I've been hearing, yeah? Not hearing, but reading about Man United centre backs that they're looking at. Your Tyrone Mings is part of it.
Yeah. No, you guys willing to pay 85 million? It's all right. We might accept that.
Yeah, but. Huh?
But don't you. Selling club like before, you know? That selling club era is gone. From Aston Villa.
Look at where Villa was when you had Twanzebe and
Twanzebe was a good
Mings together.
Yeah.
I shouldn't swear. That was like a partnership that nobody thought was gonna be solid like that.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But now we're not playing Twanzebe that much, but we're trying to go for Mings apparently. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I know what I mean? Because you already got a left-footed anyway, center back, so you don't need him.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So, but then there's other ones as well. There, you know, there's a lot of other teams, other players that you guys are interested in. There's a cat, you know what I mean?
I seen the list, and I was shocked. Varane. Where the hell did that English come from? Varane.
Yeah.
Rafael Varane. He's only 27, you know.
Yeah, he's still. 27. He's getting into his peak now. He's got, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of his feet from you know, from his, you know, his what do you call it? His consistency's faded, you know? Yeah. He's getting there. He's still got it, you know, he's very talented, you know?
Very talented.
And
apparently,
I don't know if the premiership is too fast paced. The premiership, you know, you have to be be very on your toe.
You got to be more in the premiership. Is you got to be expected? You got to be expecting anything to happen. So you have to be ready to turn left or quickly turn right, or you know what I mean, or the thing's got to change. So you got to be ready to maneuver very quick. Where in Spanish football, he's only going to chase the ball back, pass it to the goalkeeper, or he might just give a long ball or whatnot. I get what you mean. It's not too much work he's doing in Spanish football.
Yeah,
they're not so working
systems. You know, play. He's maybe more suited to that, you know. You know, it's not gun ho in some cases. You know, it's, you know, more tactical. You know? You know, I mean, way of you know, it's fast. It's aggressive, more aggressive.
Liverpool's game today.
Yeah.
They were 1-0 up, 3 goals in 10 minutes without even a shot on target. They lost the game.
They were cruising. They were cruising, a little bit. Yeah. When Leicester were countering.
The moment Leicester scored the first goal, they had no chances on goal, Liverpool. Literally. And the 3 goals were scored in 10 minutes gameplay.
It's crazy, yeah. It was Liverpool just, you know, shot themselves in the foot easy, and they lost the game themselves, you know.
No, of course.
You can't we're missing personnel.
Everybody's giving them that excuse. I get it. Okay, Van Dijk, yes, you know, he's part of your...
It's massive, still, like, you can't be giving away free goals like that, you know what I mean? The goalkeeper was on a mad one. He was crazy, you know?
The goalkeeper's off. Without Van Dijk, he's a bit off-key. It's not even the centre-back partnership, baby. It's the goalkeeper. I've been watching game by game, and I'm like, yo, this is not the Alisson like last year. Or even the Alisson that was in Roma. You know what I mean? He's a good goalkeeper there. But this year, he's a bit off.
100. Yeah.
Maybe he's not going to church as much. Because he's a church going man.
Who's that?
The Alisson. My man baptized it. He baptized Firmino in his swimming pool, bro. Apparently, you can find it on YouTube or something. I think it was last season or something.
That's crazy.
When they were on the good run. So yeah, that was crazy. That was a bit mad, but
I didn't even know about that. I've seen some rumors. People saying that someone sent me in this apparent Brazilian drug. It's supposed to be like.
Oh, it's not just Brazilian. It's like a South American. It's a South American thing there. It's like
traditional thing, but it's a drug apparently.
Yeah, even Pogba. Pogba, you always see Pogba with this sometimes because his wife is, I think his wife's Bolivian or something like that. His wife is South American.
Oh, is it?
And he I've seen him.
Is it legal?
It's like a coffee, bro. It's like coffee.
The caffeine.
It's like Somali. It's like Somalis, man. We say card is not illegal.
Yeah.
But to some people, it's illegal. But to us, it's legal. Them things, it's cultural thing. It's a South American thing.
Yeah.
It ain't like man's having a blast.
As long as it's not banned, then they.
You know.
If it's not banned, then that's all right. Then it's not a bad substance. Then you know, but. So, the confidence is over. And they just they like they're not they they're not themselves anymore. They're not themselves at all.
I feel sorry for that kid as well. What's his name? Ozan, the one that just came from Germany. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's like, only first game. He's only 20 years old. I think future. And David. That's sad. You know?
Oh yeah, I'm thinking the Preston, the guy from Preston, right? He's injured already.
Yeah.
Within the year,
already giving away two corners.
I'll be honest, right? I think it's the amount of games. You know, everything's too much at the moment. Too many games.
It is, and no excuses. You know, you're a club of Liverpool structure. You won the league last year. You should be able to deal with whatever comes at you. You know, but you never know. You know, if fancy, you know, it'd be surprising if they continue this. You know, what I mean, this run without nobody stopping it. You know,
no, Dave. If we beat them, if we beat West Brom tomorrow, and then we beat them when we face them, that means then it'll be 50. We're only 2 points behind them. So all they need to do is lose another game, and we win another game. But then who's to say Man U's going to go on a run now?
There's everybody, it's about consistency, isn't it?
And Man United, as a United fan, United, mate. You don't know which United's turning up. You get what I'm saying?
I get you.
You don't know which United is an odd one.
Well, Man City have a couple of tough games. I don't even know. You know, games that, you know, they might.
What was the score? With Tottenham.
Comfortable.
That Tottenham game.
Battered them 3-0.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. How comfortable it was with a lot of good players on the field.
Mourinho's going to go, man. I think Mourinho's done now. I don't know
if Tottenham were able to, just get rid of manager of that status, you know what I mean?
With the wage bill.
What's it's got a stature and a half, you know? It's not like easy, that. Yeah. No?
Yeah, but the way they're going, I can't see anything positive.
Like another 4 games in a row or something like that, and there's a cup final or whatever. But
they're gonna.
I think in the cup final, aren't they?
I reckon.
In the cup final, though. Probably no, they won't get rid of him that soon. It'll have to wait probably until the end.
What I was about to say. Then he's not. Me personally, I don't think. He will be there next season. Because if he's there next season, them players ain't playing. A few of them players cannot be playing what he's saying to them. Because you played sports. I played basketball. You played basketball. We played football. whatever. But like, yo, when you're playing sports,
yeah,
if it's a man market or teams, you can't fall off.
Yeah.
Like you if you're not on your game that day, then that's the only way you're underperforming. But if you're on your game, and these mans are supposed to be superstars, yeah, these mans get paid dough. You get what I'm saying? They're ballers. They practice.
Have to be 100% all the time.
You
should be on the game. Yeah.
Excuses, man.
And I think, yeah, but then, you know, they're still human, you know what I mean? They're not robots, so, you know, you'll find them maybe having, a problem. You know?
No, I agree. If you're having personal problems, sometimes you can mess up your game. But what I mean personally is, in regards to the manager, they might not be what he's trying to implement. They're going from Pochettino style of football, running, bump, move, pass, to like try to score a goal and then shut shop and then sit behind the. You can't. That's not a game. That's a dead football. You know what I mean? That ain't gonna work.
But yeah, it's mad. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I mean, it's lovely team, man. But Brighton's just—they've been just. Brighton has just been on our case for the last few minutes since the last 9 minutes, 10 minutes. They've just been on our case, but and whatnot. I hate teams that.
My streams take.
Brighton's so annoying.
My streams taking me to the AC Milan.
Should be better over there streaming.
No, it's good certain days, but also you gotta realize there's certain teams that got a big fan base, like Villa's a big fan base.
A lot of people before.
I can imagine even Brighton, like they must be the only team in the
spot.
You get what I'm saying?
What is wrong?
Oh, he was filming the last game, isn't it, when he got sucked.
He just goes lost sometimes. He doesn't. His attitude, you know, the body language is not good sometimes. Huh? Yeah,
but he's always played like
that. Yeah, but he, when he was younger, he was more, you know, fierce, fighting, you know, always energetic.
Yeah, but he's. I still rate him. I think he's still a top player. But
consistent.
You know the one I was surprised about? What's his name? That Danny Drinkwater.
What are you doing?
You know what? That Bertrand is quite good, man. He was a Chelsea player, wasn't he? He was a Chelsea Youth Academy player.
Even goals for them in the Premier League.
I didn't even know that. I was like, when did he play? Because I watch most football. I can't even remember the brother.
He played a bit back then. He was supposed to be the next one. Then Chelsea were changing managers all the time.
Yeah, because he was at what's it called? Really? He was on loan for a while, I think. He was one of them players that kept going on loan.
This team is just making these guys look like this stuff. And, you know, no effort. They just look like they're not. They haven't even started the game.
You know the problem with football nowadays as well. I think sometimes they have too much tactical. You know what I mean? Which ruins the game. Like if you watch United, when you watch United, they pass the ball around. Like they're looking for something. Like the other day, right, when I was watching it, Donny van de Beek was making runs, in between the two defenders. Fred goes backwards. Instead of going to full, chip it, over. Like over. yo, okay, if you can't chip it, then move to the side, cut it. You could put him in. There was gaps. And Donny van de Beek is like,
yes,
looking.
Finish,
like,
come on.
And then
Fred. Fuck, he's tough too. Yeah, I know. What a waste. They're not risk takers. I don't know how mentally they're training. Do they do more hours training or what? I don't know what it is, but that team is just, they, you know what I mean? And also, it's the other teams, you know what I mean, just give, they have this fear factor about them and it's back. You know? That's what I seen from Tottenham today, you know?
Well, it's not. You know what it is? Is no, Tottenham's been doing that every game. They did it. Who did they play the last game?
No, who knows?
Everton. When they played Everton.
But yeah, they attacked me. They scored a few goals. Yeah.
The game prior to that, when they played Brighton. My God, bro! I watched it. I was like, what is this? Like, this is not football, man. This is dead.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? I was like, what? Ndombele, to me, looked like he was trying, but there's not nowhere to go to there. You know what I mean? And that kid, what's his name? Vinicius or whatever, they just left him for dead out there. Like, no balls, no service, no nine.
Yeah, I think maybe, I don't know, if they did a burnout from the... Okay, I don't know how football is, you know? Like they're playing hundreds of games, you know. They're training. Help.
What they play? 38 games.
All the, you know, what I mean, top scientists. They should. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not bloody trying to, you know, what I mean, create science. Asia.
No, I get what you're saying, but like, I get what you mean.
Confidence.
I get what you mean. I know what you're
mental,
saying.
Mental thing, I can understand. But then when you the positives compared to what you're doing last year, and you know, there's shows, you know what I mean, proof, and they go through videos of game, previous games and all of that. You know, they show them how well they played, how well they do. You know, they could emulate it, but then it's just, I think it's just a personal, this just depends on the person and how they can then information.
That's right, yeah, because they're going to give them all their stats and all how you played the game, your movements, where you was good, where you weren't. So I get what you're saying, yeah, of course. Because then you just take that to the training ground. It's like, you know, when I play basketball, If your last game was shooting was dead, then you practice your shooting. If your defense was dead or you don't know how to play zone, then you go back and practice it. So you're right. You're absolutely right. It's got to be more of a mental thing than the physical side of it.
It's bloody animal. Just stepped on chins, though. You know what I mean? All the way through. Brighton defender stepped on Ollie Watkins. He might as well, you know, his leg. It's disgusting, and the referee just let that go.
What was it?
Studs
to the.
Like it was like a bloody carpet or something. Cheeky.
Hold on, I'm trying to get the bloody game, man.
Oh, get Bertrand on the ball. Turn into attack, man.
Why is it not letting me watch it? You become my bad luck, bro. Usually,
what's wrong? Your internet should be super over there, bro. My internet's good.
No, my internet's been acting up, man. The last 24.
What's wrong with it? Who is anyway? Sky.
No, mine is Sky. I was with Virgin before.
Still ripping people off of this guy.
Change it.
Oh, put in a good ball. Yeah, there we go. Buckley! You poor. Hey, passing back. Douglas Luiz, and he throws it wide. And they come back when they back and they have like three, also they have three center backs, the size of six each. You know, they, yeah. But I don't know, it was a deflection.
Duncan, all them, yeah.
It was a deflection.
Massive, they talk.
First corner of the game.
There's Lewis Duncan, what's the other guy? Another one.
Yeah. Taking us 18 minutes to get the first corner.
Oh, come on.
Oh, target, man. Oh, Paul.
Let me try this stream.
The area. Oh.
Marvin?
Grealish, he was on the byline.
How do you guys set up then? Ollie Watkins, Traore, and Grealish. Up front. Yeah. What is going on today, man? This ain't even bringing a clue, man.
Ooh, it was like two years probably from in the penalty box. Wow, that was close. Now, Traore, you got a good swing on it, but you know,
he's a good player, I like him. He's very. Oh, here it is.
In your life, man. Come on, man. It was a waste of that. Trying to one guy.
How many minutes are you on?
What the hell? Why are you getting my help?
How many minutes is your game, bro?
Yes, sir.
Yo, it's hilarious.
Referee is a joker, man.
Oh, I was right on this. I knew it was Neo. I knew it.
Yeah.
See, I knew the master. I knew it, man.
He just gave Grealish yellow card for. That's not 1 point taken off my fantasy team as well. It's referees, some of the referees. Come on.
Well, how 21. Many minutes are you on, bro?
Come on, ref! Always giving them bloody. Giving them free kicks, this referee, man. Get out of here, dick. That was a free kick. Silly, what are you doing that for? Oh, man, it's one of those games. If we get a goal on the counter, then you know, we'll quiet them down. If they score, coming back into it. We're not good with our comebacks, We're not very good at comeback wins. I don't think we've really had that many, if we even had one this season.
Oh, my days. You gave him a yellow card for that. Oh, yeah, he did kind of, but it didn't need to be a red card, though. I mean, It didn't need to be a yellow card, though. I don't think he did much. That's minor. Jack Grealish didn't even. Actually, Jack Grealish didn't even need to do
that. I think there was a counter on. That's why he did that, I think. Brighton. This annoying club. Oh, well, over. Good. Well. This guy, though, his coach is really good. plays. He knows the game very well.
Brighton.
Yeah.
He did it. He was doing it with Swansea, wasn't he?
We are like top class players. I think we're able to be challenging up there. That's how good he is. Tactic, you know, he plays the game properly.
Yeah, but
you know, he improves.
I've been listening to Simon Jordan, on TalkSport, on YouTube, and he says,
give him a yellow.
The guys that run,
kicking him on the back of the calf all the time. So that's okay then. That's 20. Give him a yellow. You can't take him. Look at that. You're always kicking him in the back, really. It was a bit of a near.
Yeah, the guys that run you guys. The guys that.
Yeah, Veltman guy. Who the hell's a Veltman? See, all these guys with some random names. You know, he's making them look like. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's just all the coaches working. Bissouma as well, he's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, coaches. But
the bad boy player. Mope got made by what's his name? Gene Smith. Yeah.
Smith, Brentford.
And he was there with Ollie as well.
Yeah.
Back there all the time. Looking for Mings, man. What is wrong with these guys? Yeah, sorry, Target. Don't waste it.
Ooh.
Don't. Talk about the Simon Ander.
Dumbacal.
Get up.
Man. He should have had that.
Yeah?
In the top corner.
And he tried
to. Dumbacal is a free kick. He should have had that.
Yes, tosses that away.
It's the way he hit it, though.
Ollie Watkins. Giving him, you know, he's. Oh, come on, ref. What's that? All right, he got badged there.
Bro, I'm behind.
How many minutes?
I'm behind.
2 minutes? 3 minutes?
Maybe. I'm on 20.
Yes. About, 20, minute, about 2 minutes, yeah. 2 minutes is big in football, isn't it?
Oh, what? This is Grealish.
Meet him right in the middle.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, man.
Oh, right in the back.
They give you a dead leg.
That's a dead. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah. Jack Grealish got bloody. Yo, he got a house. He's got house bricks of bloody, what's it called?
Yeah.
Calf muscle, isn't it? It's like Popeye's arm,
calves, isn't it? I see so many, like, their legs and their upper bottom. Good, go on again. Great enough play. Ross Barkley, you better get into this game. Are you going off early again this today? He's able to get the ball and take on two players, you know what I mean? Be able to, you know, open up some space for the rest. See, look at that. Come around you. There's swimming around on the game, you know? Because we can't. Foul!
The way they look. Look at the way they're playing, though.
Yeah,
they got a guy.
They got extra players. Yeah, it seems like.
And you're
just because they're moving. They have to put more energy into it. Seems like the bloody 2 days ago. It seems like the way these guys are, you know. And then when you got one player that's being. Being inactive, you know,
yeah.
You can't. It's 11. No?
No, you can't. No, of course, no. If you play, if one player is playing a bit slow, then
oh, come on,
the advantage to the opponent. Will be coming.
Broccoli, we're like Kerryon Ross, man. He should have. He shouldn't have started him then today. He should have started Trezeguet and put the Grealish in. You know, as he should have. He should.
Who are you saying you can't?
He's just faded away. He'd be invisible, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you smashing it on it?
But look at the way
he's doing triology now.
Leaving the right hand defender. The right hand defender. Yeah, he's moving with the ball. Then in the middle. Oh, good interception. Go on, go on.
Gee. Douglas Luiz giving away silly free kicks. Traore is not even in the game. But why didn't he just make a little change? He's taking the myth, this manager. Sometimes you got enough of a squad now.
You gotta give. You know what? You gotta give it. You gotta give it to Bissouma though. This guy just passed the ball and they lost it. Yeah. Come back and caught McGinn.
Your bags are empty.
you gotta give. They got energy. That's how they're playing. I can see the way they're playing is all energy. What is that noise? Is it my laptop?
The amount of attempts we're giving Brighton, it's just, it's ridiculous, man. This team needs to wake up, man. Or they need to at least just go in and feed him. Yeah.
Hold on, I think my laptop's acting up. I gotta get a charger. One second. Let me grab the charger. Yeah, but no, but the way you guys are playing today, you can see whatever game plan you had, they've taken you out of your game plan. Does that make sense? Like they're pressuring, and you know what? I've noticed this pressure, the way people play pressure football, some teams can't handle it. They don't have the guys to quickly bam bam move it.
Look,
or they're already looking like where to pass it to get the pressure, to break the pressure.
Okay.
You guys on this game, you don't look like you.
No, this.
You don't look like you were up for what they're bringing to the table.
Well, we could defend, you know. We could defend. We're not. You know, we're not bottling it. When we're defending.
That's
true. You know, we're not on shaky legs.
No, that's right. Yeah. No, but the. No, you're not on shaky legs. That's absolutely true, but. Also, in hindsight, though, you're kind of like... What is that noise, man?
Change footwear for Ollie Watkins.
What is that noise?
Whoa!
What's with all this? Everybody goes behind the box, isn't it? I mean, behind the box. Behind the wall. Oh, I'll go through.
Look at this.
What's the date today?
Oh, come on, Ross. He's trying to get the ball foot into it.
I've always loved what's his name? Ross Barkley as a baller, but like,
he's been like that a couple of games.
He's missing in some sense. Like,
you can't do it because then you notice that you're missing one player. Like, easy as well, yeah.
You're losing the ball too easy today as well. Way too easy.
Again, silly, stupid play by the team.
Yeah, but like even like the way oh, who's that?
Stupid.
Oh,
something. Look at that.
Those boots are mad. Those night boots. Is it who's that putting them on? Ollie Watkins. Yeah, those boots are nuts, bro. Oh, they're not those ones.
Yeah.
There's ones like that color. Yeah, you can unstrap it. So your heel. I think your heel comes off, or you unclip your heel. Something weird like that. Yeah, one of my son's friends got it. The kid got feet like a grown man.
Oh, what happens when you take out the back of the heel?
Oh, is this an easier way for you to your foot out? You know, rather than unlacing it and all that. You know, because sometimes when you're playing, if you notice, when you're playing with shoes, your feet can swell up, innit? So sometimes it's difficult to take them off, especially when you're playing football. Every time I played indoor football, my feet swell up, man. But you know what I mean, you get battered though, that's why.
And it's tight, isn't it? Tight onto the foot.
And you know what, to be honest with you, 33 minutes on mine, yeah?
Nothing much
though,
yeah.
Game, don't,
it's just we're giving Brighton too many half chances.
Sure. No.
No reason, man. Yeah, easily, yeah.
But you're losing the ball,
the
ball as well.
I know where they're waiting, but still.
Should have gone in there, Bobby, man. Oh, that's a foul. Hey, that's a foul. Is that Konza?
Yeah.
Is that Konza with Mings? At the back? Yeah.
They go into the back of them.
Konza, what a
nothing comes
pass.
Of it, so.
Oh, he should have left it more for the other guy.
I think it went off. I think it deflected off Mings' hand. Oh, Barkley loosened the ball. This guy is off it, man. Get him off the game. Get this guy out of here, man. Look at him just jogging back. Jogging back. No care. Come on.
That's why you get substituted.
He made do a good save there.
Before,
you know, stretching save there because of his not idiotic way to play. This guy's the piss taker.
To be honest with you, he used to be that type of player that
he's not been like that at all this season, man. I don't know what it is.
He just does not
this part, this second half of the season anyway.
Something's not right.
And he's been injured for a long time. It's just, he didn't gain much from this bloody loan. Seems like they gained more from this loan than we did. Chelsea, huh? Paying his wages.
Well, they're saving themselves a percentage on his wage, so a good percentage. No, why are you going there?
They've had like probably 10 corners. This team is just giving up.
That's a, you know, that ball then by Douglas Luiz. I don't know.
Yo, this game, we're losing this game. I can't see us winning this game. Luiz, the way he keeps it going, it's going to be over. We're going to just come play. Nobody's doing it.
Jack Grealish is not even doing
it. He's getting, you know,
Jack Grealish is
out.
Not even doing it.
He's getting mocked out of the game. He's trying to move to different positions. Trying to lose his marker. It's